following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
You looking for a permanent office for your home business but still have budget limitations? Or maybe you want to grow your business into a new market but you're scared to make a move in this economy. Let me save you from your worries. Get a Regis virtual office. It provides all the benefits of a full-time office without the expense of one. You'll have a prestigious business address to call your own, an on-site receptionist to provide unlimited call answering, access to meeting rooms, and use of a private office. There is a reason why over 50% of Fortune 500 companies use Regis, because they have officing solutions you need. So reduce your risk, not your potential. Call Regis, the new way to work. Find out how easy it is to set up your virtual office, either around the corner or around the world. Contact Regis today and get 2 months free. Go to Regis.com/Cowherd. That's Regus.com/Cowherd. Or call 1-800-OFFICES. That's 1-800-OFFICES.
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show. Let's meet our hosts. First up, Sports Director Doug Duda.
I screwed up.
It's not regular price. Come on, Doug.
I don't know what day it is. What do you want from me?
You know how to football team? Never heard of them.
Alabama Road Tide Roll. Going to take on LSU. Didn't buy you bank down there.
The pedicure. So what does that mean there? Is that ear hair? What is that?
Now let's meet Big Daddy Tony Davis.
Actually, for people out there that didn't have the same education I do, that'd be the capital of Illinois, too. We got trouble here, folks. A trumpeter swan's neck is 3 freaking feet long. I'm beyond embarrassing. Did the dog eat your homework? Just say, we just whacked these two things because they look cool.
What are the guys going to chat about today? Let's find out by heading to the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth for the Doug and Daddy Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome back to the Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Getting ready for another week here in January. Hope you enjoyed the beautiful weekend out there. Enjoyed the football, the basketball, everything else that went on over the weekend. Coming up on the program today, we're going to talk with Tom Hamilton, River City Hunting and Fishing Expo. We're going to give you more chances to win tickets to that. Also, we're going to be chatting with Russ Martin, who is the new head football coach at Colorado Mesa. He's going to be joining us here in just a minute or two as he is en route back out there. That official announcement coming yesterday, UNK's offensive coordinator. And so that means the Lopers will be looking for a new offensive coordinator as well. So that's part of what's coming up on the show today. Don't forget to vote on our poll question at ESPNSuperstation.com. Who do you want to see in the Super Bowl? Not who do you think is. Who do you want to see? And of course, there's 4 possible matchups. Baltimore or New England versus San Francisco or the Giants. As I can already tell, that the sickening of the Giants is going to continue, as I will heavily be rooting for the San Francisco 49ers after my Saints went down over the weekend in just crushing fashion after it looked like they had scored the winning touchdown. And Baltimore, got to wonder, Houston probably the most underrated team in the National Football League. They only gave up, only lost by 7 and gave up 4 turnovers in that football game. So go on to our website at ESPNSuperstation.com. I want to see the Harbaugh brothers. I want to see Baltimore taking on the San Francisco 49ers.
You know, Doug, it's interesting because you got Baltimore. The team got taken from in. I mean, the Super Bowl's in Indianapolis, folks. So you got Jim Harbaugh at San Francisco. Rich Eisen brings this up last night. Says he's on the Ring of Honor in Indianapolis. Could go back there. Could be the Harbaugh brothers Super Bowl matchup that you mentioned. You got Baltimore leaving that team. You've got the Giants, the only team in 9 wins in a regular season to go to this would be, should they be able to win?
No.
9 regular season wins?
Arizona Cardinals. I know that for a fact. They were 9-7 the year that they went to the Super Bowl.
Okay, well, that's a remarkable story to do it. There's a team that lost at home to Seattle.
Well, this is the norm anymore, Tony. They sucked. All of a sudden, something happened that they're clicking. They're not even close. what we're seeing in the NFL is what we have started to see and have already seen in a lot of sports. It doesn't matter. This isn't going to prove that the Giants were the best team in the National Football League, because in Week 8, there's no doubt Green Bay was the best team in the National Football League. They were 15-1.
But, Doug, when you play in the toughest conference in football, undoubtedly, you go through the gauntlet, you find a way to win it, you're going to find yourself winning some playoff games.
Washington, the Eagles, and Dallas have won how many playoff games in the last decade? Since the Eagles were in the Super Bowl, I want to know how many playoff games those three teams have won.
Well, the Giants have won some.
No, those three teams. How many have they won? Obviously, it's not the toughest division in football. Even as a Cowboy fan, it's just not. It's not. It's not. It's easy. This year, it's easily the AFC Central. You had three playoff teams.
I was just trying to have a little fun. I didn't really believe that.
You
I was
were
just
yelling at me.
No, I was just throwing it out there because we're Cowboy fans. Saying that's the toughest division.
So who do you want to see in the Super Bowl?
I think it'd be interesting to have the Giants take on. I'm going to take the Giants and the...
No, not take. Who do you want to see? That's the question. Who do you want to see? The TV folks want New England and the Giants. There's no doubt about it, because that would be the biggest market and one of the bigger fan bases. Who do you want to see? The question is not who do you think will be in the Super Bowl. The question is who do you want to see in the Super Bowl?
I want to see Eli go to Peyton's hometown and have the Manning, the Manning reunion there in the Super Bowl, and I want to see Baltimore there.
888-455-ESPN, that's the number. And you can email us, douganddaddy@espnsuperstation.com. But a couple of weeks ago, we told you that there were six very quality finalists for the head coaching job at Colorado Mesa, and yesterday they made their choice, Daddy.
Yeah, Russ Martin, our offensive coordinator, no longer our offensive coordinator. He's a head coach at Mesa. Congratulations, Coach. Welcome back to the Doug and Daddy Show.
Thank you very much. It's great to be back with you guys.
Well, Russ, I guess there's so many questions I have, and you have so many coaching changes. It doesn't matter at what level. But I guess, first off, there's a lot of exciting things going on at UNK, and you've been here probably as long as any of your stops. You like new challenges is what I'm guessing. What made you want to go after Colorado Mesa? You went for a job in Minnesota last year. What interested you about Colorado Mesa?
Well, several things. Number one, we've been praying about things, and I've been feeling called back into being a head coach. And that's one of the huge things for us. And out at Mesa, they've really done some major improvements on the campus with their facilities. I think it's an exciting time out there. They've always had a good, solid program. Once in a while, a little bit up and down, but we just felt that it was a great opportunity for us. We felt this is where we were being called.
Russ, how difficult is it being hired right now with only a month till signing day, or less than a month until you got to get some kids in there for next year's class?
Then it's barely over 2 weeks till signing day, and so it's going to be a major challenge. They've been having a couple of their young guys that have stayed on that are trying to do some recruiting, and part of it, I think is going to be a standpoint of hopefully because of recruiting many of those same areas, that there will be a chance to still get in a great recruiting class. And, that's going to be a little bit of a challenge, but it's also going to be something that I think can definitely be done.
Russ Martin joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show, named the new head football coach at Colorado Mesa. The official introductions and press conference will be held tomorrow. Okay, Colorado Mesa went 4-7 last year, 3-6 in the conference. I'm guessing you could give me two different responses. If I asked you what kind of team Colorado Mesa had as the UNK offensive coordinator, what would you tell me?
We always felt that they were a very solid football team. Even last year after our game, when we won, it was a pretty good score. I want to say it was like 52-10. We felt that they were going to win a lot of football games. And sometimes I think people don't understand just how small of a difference it is between some of the very successful win-loss seasons and some of them, where you're not. And I think that maybe it was just a standpoint that they had a few breaks go against them, and things just didn't pile up. But I believe that it's an opportunity out there to really develop a very strong program, very similar to what we did at UNK, to where we can consistently be competing at the top of the conference.
Russ, now you take that hat off, you put on the Mesa Maverick hat, what do you know about the football team? What are the immediate needs? Where were they lacking? What do you have to address right away?
Well, I think the big thing is looking at last year's team, they were a fairly young team. And I think they've got some good athletes and good players all around. Obviously, I think the first area and most important that we'll be looking at will certainly be the quarterback situation. And a lot of that is just because of the type of offensive system that I want to run. But also, it's going to be a standpoint that we're going to just look for good athletes and good players to try and get into the program and really solidify some of the things, because until you're there and actually coaching the players, sometimes guys will stand out in one system versus another. And sometimes, you know what, young guys grow up and the lights turn on and they become good players. And so we're not going to make any predetermined judgments. I think that they've got some good players, and I think that Coach Romano had always done a great job of bringing in quality young men. And so it's going to be a standpoint that we're going to be looking at developing kind of the entire program.
Russ, staff-wise, will you take anybody from UNK, and have you made decisions on your staff?
Well, I have, and, at this point, I know until the press conference tomorrow and things, I know a lot of people are well aware, but I'm not going to release that until the press conference tomorrow, but I really feel blessed and fortunate to have the staff coming in that's going to be coming in. And like I said, I know that's all going to be officially released tomorrow at that press conference, so I guess people will just have to check in on the website there.
Well, now Tony, there's always rumors out there.
Now, there are rumors out there. Any chance a former Shadron State coach would be on your staff?
And remember, that's Russ. Russ is a Shadron State alum, so, I mean, that definitely would make sense.
Well, I'm a Shadron State alum, and, I guess we'll just have to wait. I know that's the factual thing. And, sometimes things people hear in rumors, they come true. So we'll leave it at that for now. But trust me, I'm excited about the staff that we have coming out there. And I'm excited about the opportunity. And it's with mixed feelings, that we leave UNK, because it has been such an exciting time. And it has been such a blessing for our family in so many ways. And I mean, not just from the football situation, but for our family. But there is a great group of coaches that, it was fun going into the office every single day. And, of course, a lot of those guys, and it's just a great group, both professionally and personally, to be associated with.
I thought he was mad because they built the new Prince of Peace Church and it was just too open. He didn't like the architecture, though. So,
Russ, that's pretty impressive out there, too.
Russ Martin with us here for just another couple of minutes here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. Coach, obviously UNK now moves to the MIAA. Colorado Mesa, you'll be very familiar with the teams in the RMAC. There's a couple new teams coming in there. Talk about the dynamic of where... I guess I'm not even sure how to phrase the question properly, but UNK moving on, you won't have to face them. You will be familiar with these teams. Was that a factor at all in making this decision?
Well, not really, but it's a standpoint that, from a coaching perspective, yeah, I'm glad I don't have to face UNK right out of the gate. So, let's just be honest. As far as even if UNK would have been staying in the conference, I felt that it was going to be a great opportunity for us there and things. But also, it's an exciting time there at UNK with the transition going into the MIAA, because it is. It's the best Division II conference in the country. There are going to be a lot of old rivalries that are going to be renewed with the Fort Hays and Washburns. I mean, those are great traditions from back in the Central States Conference. But, it's going to be an exciting time. And I know that the coaches understand the challenges that lie ahead. I know that a lot of the people understand the challenges. And, we really hope and pray that people are going to really step up, because it is a lot different. And financially, from the scholarships and some of the things there, UNK is going to be behind all those teams. And yet, you've got a great group of coaches, a great group of players, and hopefully all the things can come together and allow that tradition to continue to stay strong and really continue to be a national power.
Russ, what are you looking at for scholarships from Mesa State? Are they one of the leaders in the RMAC?
No, unfortunately, they are actually, they were the other one with UNK that was back down toward the bottom. but they are making some adjustments there, and they've already given me some of the numbers there, and so that part is very exciting from that standpoint. And when I interviewed out there, I was also just very excited with the administration, the whole way from the president down through the athletic director and the people that we will be involved with. And so I'm excited for the changes and for the opportunity to continue to help them and their building of that program. And at the same time, it's tough leaving a great program here at UNK.
Russ, what do you say to a popular recruit in the area that you being at UNK would have been one of the main reasons he would have came? And you obviously had to tell him, I'm sure, that you're going elsewhere.
Well, the same thing that I think I share with all the young men that I recruit. You know, I tell them, you know, the coaches are always an important part of it, but never make a decision just based on one coach, because you know what, that coach may leave, just like the situation is happening here. There is so much more to a decision than just a coach. It is the entire program. It's the university. It's the academic program. It's the personal. It's the social environment. And when you look at it, man, there's some great things there at UNK. And so if a young man was in that situation, I'd tell him the same thing. Hey, you know what, look at the big picture and keep the big picture in mind in making those decisions, because you know, the other thing, you know, you could take and say, well, you know what, you know, not one of us are promised tomorrow. And you want to make the decisions based on all the information that you have and considering all of the factors. And you know what, there are some great people and great coaches there at UNK. And so I could promise them that they're still going to be extremely well coached and they're going to have a great experience.
He's the next head football coach. It was known as Mesa State forever. Now it's Colorado Mesa. He becomes the 18th head coach in Maverick history. 8 years doing an outstanding job for the UNK Lopers, Russ Martin. So many UNK assistants. Heck, they're going to the RMAC. They're going all kinds of places, but there's been so many of them go to the RMAC and do different things. So, Russ, as we do say to every coach that we've had on the show, as they get ready for the next chapter of their life, we always have to ask this question. Now that you can answer honestly, how much time every day does Coach Morris spend on his hair?
You know what? I have no idea. It's always fixed when it comes to the office, so you'd have to ask him what time he gets up. You know, I never had to worry about that. I guess maybe what you better do is you better check the door.
Russ, best of luck. We hope to be able to chat with you again in the future, and thanks for all the time on the Doug and Daddy Show over the years.
Guys, thank you very much. It's been a great blessing to us, and we will miss you all. And when we get back in town, I promise we will always give you a yell. And thanks for all that you do for the programs here at UNK.
Thank you, sir. Good luck. Russ Martin joining us here. Great job in the office. I mean, that's what made this. You always talk about it, Tony. It made it fun to watch. They were successful.
That's
made it fun to watch.
And when you're successful at the Division II level, there's going to be opportunities, not only at the Division II level, but to go other places.
And I didn't want to bring this up, but apparently another reason that Coach Martin wanted to go to Colorado Mesa, way better Velcro gloves.
Is that true?
And lots of tape and
that's
stuff.
Good. That's good.
I heard that was in the budget, but you know, you asked him about the scholarships, and I thought I knew the answer to that. And, you know, he knows what he's working with. And Bill O'Boyle, most likely 99.9%, is going to be part of his staff, the former Shadron coach who was let go this past year in the middle of the season. He was asked to step down from coaching, and then they did not renew his contract.
Yeah, weird situation.
But there's some good history there, and we wish Russ the best of luck.
I just think getting Bill O'Boyle on a staff that's been around the RMAC for so long, they could really be successful in a short amount of time, I think.
Well, it comes down to getting the kids you need to run that offense. You need speed. You need a good quarterback. And then you have your assistants work on getting that O-line going like Daryl did here at UNK. Who's going to be the next offensive coordinator? That's another question you ask. He's going to tell you, Russ is going to tell you, one or two guys on the staff that might be able to do that. I think it'll be interesting. That's a question for Coach Morris. I don't know. If you want to stick with that style, I bet there's some guys out there that can do it. And by the way, before we go to break here, all of our guests on the Doug and Daddy Show taken care of by our friends at BK. Burger King has two locations in Kearney next to Walmart on 56th Street and 2nd Avenue near the Kearney Cinema at 8th Street and 3rd Avenue. They're also in Lexington, Cozad, and North Platte. If you're ready for lunch, Come on in, try the BK Toppers and their new fries only at Burger King. Pete Roussel was in contact with me this morning from CoachingSearch.com. You know, it's Monday morning. I'm going through my sports. I'm getting everything together. We're putting all these stories together. We're getting everything from all the weekend. And, yes, it's Martin Luther King Day, and I have a dream to have this day off someday too. But, you know, some of us are working, some of us aren't. All he had to do was put in the word, Kevin Cosgrove is being interviewed for an assistant coaching job.
Where?
Well, he says Skip. The only Skip I know is Skip Holtz. So I want to bring that to you. I'm going to CoachingSearch.com, and I'm going to break that down to you. But Pete's going to join us.
Who's at South
tomorrow,
Florida?
Tomorrow's Doug and Daddy Show here on ESPN Radio. Coming up.
I will freak.
The River City Hunting and Fishing Expo is this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at the MAC Center, the Mid-America Center in Council Bluffs, just across the river there. And a lot of folks have gone to it in the past. We've got plenty of tickets. We want to give you a family four-pack of tickets. Call now, 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. We'll give you a family four-pack so you can go down this weekend free of charge on us. It pays your gas down there, basically over $40 worth of tickets. And Tom Hamilton's going to join us next half hour to talk about the upcoming event. We'll take a break back after this.
Hi, it's Colin Cowherd. It's the new year, time to make resolutions that help improve your life and your business. I know an easy one that you can start saving time and money in a matter of minutes. It's called Stamps.com. How's that for a New Year's resolution? With Stamps.com, buy and print official U.S. postage using your own computer and printer. That's right, you'll never waste time sitting behind Gert at the post office again. You'll never waste money again leasing a postage meter. Folks, it's just so easy to get started. You can print postage for any letter or any package the instant you need it, and the mailman picks it up, and it looks professional. It's so easy to get started. I've had friends use it, and once you do, you never go back. Now, right now, I have a special offer. If you use my first name, Colin, it's a no-risk trial. Plus, you get $110 bonus offer, including a digital scale and $55 of free postage. Don't wait. Go to Stamps.com. Before you do anything else, click on the radio mic, upper right side, type in Colin. That's Stamps.com. Enter Colin. It's the new year. How about this resolution? Use Stamps.com.
For physical rehab, many times therapeutic pool exercises are prescribed. But here's the problem. You have to get wet. With the new anti-gravity therapy treadmill at Family Physical Therapy, you can still get the low-impact benefit of a pool, but you stay dry, and your therapist can closely watch your progress, and you can't fall. Used by Walter Reed Hospital and the U.S. Olympic team, the Alter-G anti-gravity treadmill is something you need to talk to your doctor or therapist about. Or call Family Physical Therapy for a free demonstration. Log on to alterg.com. To see a video.
I'm Doug Duda with the Sports Minute, brought to you by Buffalo County Farm Bureau. We cover sports, they cover you. The Tri-City Storm will be at Lincoln Tuesday night at 7:05, then return home for a pair of games against Waterloo Friday and Saturday night at 7:05. The Nebraska men's basketball team welcomes in two top 10 teams to the Devaney Center this week. Indiana Wednesday night at 6, Ohio State Saturday night at 7. The Nebraska women's basketball team will travel to Ohio State on Thursday and host Minnesota Sunday night at 5. The UNK men's and women's basketball teams will be at Colorado Springs Friday and Colorado Pueblo Saturday. The Hastings College men and women are home this week. They'll take on Doan Wednesday at 6 and 8, Briarcliff Saturday at 2 and 4. The Husker wrestling team will travel to Indiana on Friday, host Purdue Sunday afternoon at 1. The UNK wrestlers have the Central Missouri Dual Jamboree Sunday. Hastings College will host Northwestern in a duel Friday and head to the York Open Saturday. And that's a Sports Minute.
We'll see some sunshine followed by increasing cloudiness as we head further through the day today, as temperatures will stay fairly steady with a north wind, meanwhile staying about 10 to 20. Tonight there's a chance for light snow with a coating to an inch possible. I'm Paul Frombley. Right now it's 28.
Doug and Daddy's Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Gave away quite a few more family four-packs of the River City Hunting and Fishing Expo. Coming up this weekend at the MAC Center. Tonight we've got college basketball, Pitt and Syracuse. Oh, Nebraska needed that one yesterday, but it's just we're going to beat into this broken record. They gave Wisconsin, obviously, a lot better game than they did the first game in Lincoln. This at their place, low-scoring, Wisconsin-style, 50-45. Nebraska had it within two. They do what they always do. They went on a long scoring drought in the second half. I mean, it was only 24-21 at halftime, but then they find themselves down 11, and they're fighting to come back, and they cut it to two, and they just don't get any closer. Indiana and Ohio State, both ranked in the top 10, come to Lincoln this week. So if you want to see some great basketball, it still will be there. It'll just be wearing Indiana and Ohio State uniforms, yes. And the Nebraska women suffering just their second loss of the season yesterday. Penn State scored 55 points in the second half. Wisconsin and Nebraska men couldn't score 55 points in the entire game. 93-73, Penn State wins it in that rematch. Nebraska's 15-2.
I was just going to say, though, we went to Penn State. People thought that would be a surprise to win there, but then they come back, might have made them mad, huh? Big shocking at how different that was. But you get a team hot in Nebraska, let's be honest, 15-2. No one expected that start the year.
And there will be NBA basketball today because of the holiday. There are some sporting activities going on in the afternoon. UNK, a rare doubleheader sweep this year for both the men and women, taking care of Western New Mexico and New Mexico Highlands. The women won Friday 73-35. UNK had two wins, and they won 73-35. There you go. They're on the road the next two weekends. Hastings, we got to find those women a ball that goes through the hoop. They keep losing close games. Dakota Wesleyan hits a three with 2 seconds yesterday to win 50-47, and Hastings shot 27% from the field. They shot 27% against Concordia on Wednesday. The Hastings men also lost by three. The Nebraska wrestling team gets beat by Iowa, but no surprise there. No surprise there. Kearney did beat Madison in the duel that preceded that. Drew Ott.
Great crowd on hand for the wrestling.
3,500, a near capacity. Saw the highlights, saw the pictures. You can check some of those out on PlatteRiverPreps.com as well from the duel that was going on, the Kearney and Madison duel and everything that went on along with that and all the basketball that we cover and all those great sports. Check it out, PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Talk to somebody that was there that said, you know, they keep making announcements. Folks, can you scoot together, get closer? We got people in the hallway. Basically, it was packed. It was full. And he said, I don't know how they get another 1,200 people in there for volleyball matches. That's beyond me. When they announced 3,500, he was like, there's got to be more. I mean, either there was more people than the 3,500 they announced, or
volleyball games.
They might be lying a little bit.
Tri-City Storm.
That's enough.
They lost them both over the weekend at home. They go to Lincoln tomorrow night, and then they will host Waterloo in games Friday and Saturday. Drew Ott, the 21st player from Nebraska in 49 years to be named to the Parade All-American team. 53 kids from across the country make this team. Florida, Texas. I mean, they don't just pick a kid from Nebraska.
No.
And Drew Ott makes it.
Okay. Now, also in that story, there were three players from Nebraska. Scott Frost was one of them, and a guy from West Point Central Catholic. Those were the only three. What was that? He was the third. He was in that short list. There's been 21, said.
The first kid was from West Point. It just said Catholic in
Reggie
the story.
Reggie Smith.
Yeah, I figured that was Omaha.
No, Reggie Smith. West Point Central Catholic is where he was from.
Okay.
In 1966, well, they are I believe, or 68.
Well, there's two things. They're the only three out of Nebraska that were non-Class A, or the only three that weren't in Lincoln and Omaha.
Okay. But like you
and
said.
And now we have to come up with a new Troutman's question for tomorrow. Thank you. The state baseball tournament coming to Kearney. They didn't think they had a chance. That just shows the facilities and the interest in the community of Kearney. Also in Hastings, they just had it. They're going to host the seniors. Here are your state tournaments. We'll talk about that in just a moment, but we're going to the phone lines. What's up, Jeffrey?
We got Tom Hamilton.
Oh, Tom is standing by. Sorry, Tom. What's going on? River City Hunting and Fishing Expo going on this weekend. It gets bigger. It gets better than ever. And Tom is standing by to tell us all about it at the Mac Center. Welcome back to the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio, Tom. How fired up are we?
Oh, we're fired up, Doug. I got my radio face on, and now I tell you, we're just hot. We're hot.
Two things. First, if Tom is currently at home, we will hear his hunting dogs before the end of the interview because they always get hungry about this time of the day. But second, Big Daddy, and let's just say Big Daddy's not an outdoorsman. I'm not an outdoorsman, even though we're in the rural. I grew up on a farm, so did Tony. But he is an avid fisherman, and he's been pretty bummed out that this weather won't cooperate. It's too cold to get out there and summer fish, and it's not cold enough to get the auger out and get his tent up because he bought all kinds of stuff this last year.
You got to stand on shore and cast.
And I'm not very good at doing that either, especially when it's 35 degrees out, Tom.
Well, you got to be dedicated out there, Doug.
Oh, well, there you... There,
I'm not there, that either.
There we... See, I got the answer. Dedication, Tony.
Dedication, guys. Dedication.
Tom, I have attended the River City Hunting and Fishing Expo before, and I will say this to the people out there. If you're going to take a summer vacation with your kids, but your budget doesn't allow... You know, to go to Disney. I mean, there's all these people that are showing up. If you want to have a week outdoors, there's so many lodges and things from surrounding states in Nebraska, outside of Nebraska. Very, very affordable places to go spend a week with your kids, get away. It's fun to see these people.
It really is. I mean, we scout the Midwest. We have vendors from Iowa, Missouri, Oklahoma, Nebraska, Kansas, Minnesota, South Dakota, and our great neighbors to the north, Canada. And I mean to tell you, I would say that members from our chapter of Pheasants Forever, we've probably been to 85, 88% of these resorts. And we make it a habit to visit these resorts that come to our show, and we have some of the nicest mom-and-pop resort owners. These are the people you meet at the show. You meet the same people at the resort when they're there. And that's how you get that nice transition. That's how you get people that know how to say, yes, we can do that. And when you're there, they treat you like kings and queens. They make it happen, and it's great for the family. And so this is the time to come out, you know, get that cabin fever out of your system, come out to this event, you know, and everybody knows that it's free parking around Mid-America Center. It's free parking. They don't charge you to do that. We know that those discretionary dollars are tight, so that if you are pushing kids in a stroller, they get in free. Two and under, free. You know, there's food on premises. You can come and spend the whole day at this event.
Tom Hamilton is with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio, talking about the River City Hunting, Fishing, RV, and Boat Expo. You talked about the kids, Tony. In addition to all their seminars, there's the live trout fishing and interactive games for the kids, over 100 exhibitors of the outdoor and sporting equipment. They've got all the boats, the all-terrain vehicles, the RVs, the campers, they're all there. But there's so many different seminars. You're going to be talking about all kinds of fishing. Here's one I know that interests Tony and all the married men, electric collar training. you talk about fishing in certain areas. You talk about Canadian trips. There's coyote hunting. I'm looking at just so many different things out here. Is there anything that is brand new, Tom, or is going to be extra interesting to folks that are coming down this weekend?
It's not on any of the posters. We only booked it in the last 2 days. We have been trying for 2 years to get the Daisy BB gun shooting gallery. It's about 15, 20 feet long. It's air inflated, and we finally got a confirmation on this. You know, we were never on the right list. Well, we finally found how to get on the right list. And so Daisy BB Gun Shooting Gallery is going to be there along with the live trout pond. But I'm going to come back to this shooting gallery in just a second. Besides the shooting gallery, we've got fishing seminars for kids. We've got the casting for kids. We've got virtual videos for kids. We have archery for kids. We've got the live trout pond for kids of all ages. But now I'm going to come back to the Daisy BB Gun. We have been working on this for 2 years to do this, and it finally happened. I just saw the video last night on this event. It's all air inflated. There's for kids of all ages. They can come and shoot for free. We're doing this for free. On most places, they charge to do this. We decided that, hey, we had a local law firm, Peter's Law Firm, sponsor this for kids, and it's going to be free for kids of all ages to shoot, and you get to keep your target. We talk about safety. You have to have the safety on the guns. You have to wear safety glasses. We're going to have instructors there to do this with kids of all ages. And we're just really, really excited about this Daisy BB Gun Shooting Gallery, you know, plus all the other things that are going on.
Tom, what do you enjoy about? What's your favorite thing about the outdoors?
My favorite thing about the outdoors is the dog work. I've been in South Dakota twice this year, and Bill's around here somewhere. my German wire hair pointer. The grandkids were here yesterday, so he was tuckered out. But Bill's around here, and I just love shooting over pointing dogs. And, you know, in that season, and I was just amazed at South Dakota, just how big it is. You know, there's not enough letters in a three-letter word, just describe that. But we have the seminars going on with dogs, and my love for dogs and my family's love for dogs, we've got dogs of all kinds here. And one of the great things we've got, we have rescue groups showing up. If a puppy isn't in your life, we have rescue groups with adult dogs. And for a very minimal adoption fee, you can pick up an adult dog that'll help you. And, you know, and there's all kinds of statistics out there with people. They live longer when they've got a dog in their life. And, you know, they get up, they get moving, they have to, you know, that responsibility of the dog. And it really just helps, that family thing about that dog in your life. And we're just dog people.
You know, it's when the time I was there, these dogs, too, the rescue dogs, they've got them there for you. The kids go up and pet them. These are just, they're beautiful animals.
You bet.
And I also want to say we've talked a lot about what's going on with the kids here, but I know a lot of adults that like to put five or six of the guys in a big vehicle and head down there and then like to kind of stay in that area after they go to the expo and enjoy some of the other things that Council Bluffs has to offer. But for the big boys that are coming down there, there's big boy toys too.
Oh, yeah. There's all kinds of boats going on. I know we're going to have over 100 boats there, the big RVs. There's all kinds of things for the ladies to do. There's crafts going on in some of the areas. But, I mean, just our speakers this year. I mean, we have Joel Vasek coming back for Walleyes. And Joel Vasek is one of the best guides in the upper Midwest. I've been to his seminars. I've seen his videos. I mean, this young man is really on top of the game. We've got Jerry Walker there that's going to be talking about catfishing in streams, ponds, and lakes. We've got Rod Broadhagen, you know, our great Canadian guide, and just a fabulous rock on tour about talking about, you know, Canada, what's going on there. We've got Turpin Teepee, that'll be out there, and this is fantastic. And then we have Mike Langsford and Dave McCoy. They're going to be talking about smallmouth, largemouth fishing. And then the last but not least, we've got Jeff Lewis, and he's one of the best predator people out there, and he's got going to be talking about, you know, predators and how to work that balance in nature, you know, with the coyotes and with fox, you know, and things like that.
Tom Hamilton with the River City Hunting, Fishing, RV, and Boat Expo going on this weekend at the Mack Center in Omaha. We always like catching up with him. And, again, it gets underway Friday from 4 to 9. It's all day Saturday from 9 to 6. Get after it Sunday morning, 10 to 4. It's there for you. Free parking. So many seminars. They go on all day, every day while this is going on. And, Tom, anything else that you want to let the folks know before we wrap it up?
That I'm going to talk about that free parking one more time, and they can go to rivercityexpo.com. I'm going to say that one more time. Rivercityexpo.com gives all the times, the exact times for all of the speakers, and it gives them a very good overview of what's going on. And we invite all of your listeners to come down and see this great event, you know, presented by our local chapter of Pheasants Forever here in Pott County.
Well, it's going to be a little cool, but it looks like this weekend it's going to be just as nice as it was this past weekend or pretty close, so we can get them on the road, we can get them down there. And, Tom, I know a lot of people in our listening area come down and enjoy this, and we appreciate you being with us, and we'll give away some more tickets. Take care.
We'll appreciate it. Thanks to you guys.
Take care. Tom Hamilton joins us from the River City Hunting and Fishing Expo. And as we go to break, more family four-packs to give away. They don't do us any good sitting here, do they?
No. Get rid of them.
888-455-ESPN. 888-455-3776. We'll give you a family four-pack. Call now. We'll give away, well, as many as Jeff wants to during this break. Back after this.
Hi, it's Colin Cowherd, host of The Herd. More and more business people are working remotely from their iPad and iPhones, leaving their laptops behind. Working lighter, I do. But the iPad and iPhone can't replace your office computer. That's unless you have Go to My PC app. It's the missing link. Turns your iPad and iPhone into your computer. With Go to My PC by Citrix, you can access your entire Mac or PC, work on any program, edit stuff, save any file from anywhere, even on the go, airport, cafe, right from your iPhone. take care of any urgent request to edit a PowerPoint, update a spreadsheet, work on any file. Go to My PC, so convenient, reliable, easy to use. Sets up, by the way, in just minutes. Try Go to My PC today. A special 45-day free trial just for my listeners. Visit gotomypc.com, click on the Try It Free button, and enter the promo code Colin. Then download the free app to your iPad or iPhone. That's gotomypc.com, try it free, promo code Colin.
I asked my husband if I can join his fantasy league this year. He just laughed. Little did he know, I've been going to Cunningham's Journal for lunch every week. The perfect place for sports fans like myself to keep up with my favorite teams, and not to mention the food is so good. Anyways, a fantasy spot opened up, and guess who's laughing now? And winning. If you're an ultimate sports fan, enjoy a good lunch, a drink with friends, and live entertainment. The place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
At Farm Bureau Financial Services, our approach to insurance is simple. One policy for your home, cars, motorcycle, all your toys. One premium for simplified billing. One deductible for all covered possessions damaged in a single occurrence. All handled by local Farm Bureau agents Matt Myers and Rich Peters. See how simple insurance can be. Call Matt Myers and Rich Peters in Kearney at 234-4922. That's 308-234-4922 today. Farm Bureau Members' Choice Policy issued by Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company and Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
We'll see some sunshine, followed by increasing cloudiness as we head further through the day. Today, as temperatures will stay fairly steady, with a north wind, meanwhile, staying about 10 to 20. Tonight, there's a chance for light snow with a coating to an inch possible. I'm Paul Frombly. Right now, it's 28.
I'm back, Doug and Daddy's show, Southern Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us. You know, just right, hunting and fishing expo for you. That's going on at the River City deal in Council Bluffs this weekend. But just right furniture for you is going on still at Bruce Furniture. Folks, they will take it away for you. They will do all the heavy lifting for you. All you got to do is go down to the store and point. Mike can figure it out from there. They will have it in your living room, in your bedroom, today, if that's what you want. If you want it delivered next week, they can do that too. They want to make it just right for you, make the look just right for you. Check them out. Bruce Furniture, they're available for you. Kearney, Holdridge, Hastings, and Alliance. Get there today. Bruce Furniture, let them do the heavy lifting.
Pretty good at that. I'll gobble up the 7.5. New England's favored by 7.5 over Baltimore. I'll gobble it up. Their defense is not that good. Colin tried to make a, again, he was doing whatever would get the attention of people this morning, and so he was talking about how New England's defense ain't that bad. Yeah, okay. He was trying to make an argument that all four teams that are left are great defenses. That's why they're still left. Now, where was that 3 weeks ago when Green Bay was the greatest thing ever? For 16 weeks, Colin. For 16 weeks.
I don't know how many great defenses gave up 32 points. I mean, the 49ers have been pretty good. You know, they didn't allow a rushing touchdown the first 14 weeks. That's great defense. But the other day, I don't think their defense was all that great.
New England 7.5, and San Francisco favored 2.5.
I'll take the points.
Both of them?
Both of them.
Okay. Yeah,
And that's my feel early on. I think Giants are just rolling right now.
Well, it's a coin flip. I guess if you feel you can beat New Orleans, although who would have thought San Francisco, even against the Saints, could put up 36 points?
You know, you get up 17 to nothing. It's just,
well, they just, turnovers was the key this weekend in all of the games except the New England-Denver game.
Yep, three fumbles Green Bay, three fumbles for or three picks for Houston, and in the
four turnovers for Houston total.
Yeah,
and then New Orleans falls behind 17-0 on turnovers.
Can't turn the ball over. It's,
Giants take it away, as you said, from Green Bay.
It talks away all. They talk about it all year long, but it becomes more and more important in the playoffs. You've got to hang on to the football.
Let me ask you one more question. How do you feel about Alshon Jeffries now?
That's the guy from South Carolina.
That caught the Hail Mary, and Nebraska's defensive backs are the dumbest people in the world. Okay? Everybody, that said that, how are the professionals?
Charles Woodson was right there. He's pretty good.
Uh-huh.
Play that shouldn't happen, but it happens.
It happens. Great athletes going against great athletes. It still happens.
Now, what do you say, Doug, to the officials on the call on Aaron Rodgers? That's the one that stands out to me.
Bad officiating, but did not finally affect the outcome of this game, which is a good thing.
No, and I just...
How about Fox? Now, if you were watching it on DirecTV, I'm guessing this probably happened. But the whole pregame show on Saturday and until midway in the second quarter, the video was on the delay and the audio... I mean, the audio was on the delay, the video was not. So it was like when we go to the College World Series back in the day, and you'd have the satellite TV outside, you'd hear the crowd go wild, and then you'd look at the TV, and then you'd see what would happen. That's exactly what happened here. The play, it looked like watching, you know, the old Kung Fu movies.
There you go.
Only with Michael Strahan and Jimmy Johnson.
Want to fight?
Pretty weird.
Fight me. By the way, not tired of Tim Tebow yet? Oh, don't we? Because CBS is going to have him on the set for next week.
Well, they had Sue on this week.
Get those players.
Is he doing that for his image? Because let's face it, when we were talking to him at Nebraska, very reserved, shy, not a public speaker type of guy.
No, I think he probably wants to clean it up some. He said on there he wants to become an example to kids.
Well, I don't know. He is. The media, I don't know. There's a tweener there. There's a tweener.
Douglas, I gotta run out of here.
I wanna, huh?
I gotta run out of here. Well, I got a little matinee basketball.
You're gonna tweak something.
I know. I got a little you know what?
What do we got today? We got a Martin Luther King Junior Day Junior Varsity Tournament.
This is junior high. Martin Luther King Day spectacular. Since the Washington Wizards are doing it, so is Jim Langan, Sumner, Eddieville Miller. That's go time. They are fired up today. I believe Kearney Catholic, Overton, Elm Creek, and Sumner. Get it on. 12:30 today.
What's your prediction?
My prediction is I'm going to say the Stars will prevail today. That's my prediction, and I haven't saw the Stars this year. I'm going to go with that.
Do they just play one boys, one girls, or is this an actual tournament?
This is an actual tournament. Yeah, they're playing both gyms. Both gyms have games going all afternoon long, so plenty of seats still remain available. I've checked with ticket sales. Still, they're going wildly, but there's still room for you.
I don't know a lot of holidays you can put music to it. There's only one song that I can think of that goes with Martin Luther King Jr. Day. You too. A little pride. See ya. Bye.
Bye.
See ya. It's still on, by the way. The microphone's still on. Yeah, thank you. Even if you're late, I mean, you can go get some lunch at Tubbs today. Yeah, I'm going to do that. We still got another break. Get out of here. He's running. Oh, my. I don't know what they look for in the shuttle time or the 10-yard dash, but it's got to be quicker than that. Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. If you're heading out to lunch today, don't forget it is the Chicken Coop to discuss everything that went on over the weekend. And maybe you do have the day off today so you can spend a little extra time watching the NBA, watching the golf, watching whatever you want to watch and discussing the world's events, whether it's sports or not, at the Chicken Coop in Kearney and Grand Island. Lunch specials every day, great food and drink specials every night. And don't forget tonight, Big Mondays are going now, so there's plenty of college basketball every Monday night at the Kearney location. Bull fries, and if you don't know what that is, don't order them. Bull fries and fries, only $5.99. And in the Kearney and Grand Island location, you're invited to Wing It boneless style on Monday night. Boneless chicken wings, just 40 cents each, minimum of 10, and you can choose from 13 different lovely flavors. Sometimes you go, oh, it's my favorite, so I keep getting it. When you have wing night, this is your chance to mix it up a little bit. You get two or three different batches with the guys, mix and match, taste, and go, hey, I've never had spicy teriyaki. I've never had honey Dijon. The hot, you know what? It's good. I like it. This is the way to do it. Every Monday night, it is boneless wing night at the Chicken Coop, Kearney, Grand Island. When we come back, we'll let you know where the American Legion area and state baseball tournaments will be held this summer right after this.
Hey, Goalie.
Yes, Greeny.
Did you know that Capital One is in its second year of the Capital One Cup?
Oh, yeah. Look, tell me a little more about that.
Well, look, the Capital One Cup recognizes the best men's and women's Division I athletic programs in the country.
Wow, Greeny, that's some good stuff.
Yeah, it is, and this is better. Capital One annually awards $200,000 in scholarships to the best men's and $200,000 in scholarships to the best women's programs.
All right, how do I find out how my Fighting Irish are doing?
Easy. Go to CapitalOneCup.com and vote for the Capital One Cup Impact Performance at ESPN.com/Capital One Cup.
Everyone would like to get a few more miles from their gasoline. You'll be happy to know there's a gasoline that can help you do just that. BP gasoline with Invigorate can help your car get a few more miles per tank when compared to low detergent gas. When used continuously, it helps clean and protect critical engine parts from harmful deposits, which can help you go a little farther between fill-ups. We're confident you'll find a good use for the extra miles, even if it's just taking a long way home to hear the end of your favorite song on the radio. Fill up today with BP gasoline with Invigorate.
About 80 years before the seeds for the trees that produce the lumber that they sell now were even planted, Mead Lumber was born in Nebraska. Like the trees, Mead Lumber locations have sprouted all over. The latest is just east of Kearney. Contractors will appreciate veteran lumberman Ron Fredericks and his decades of experience in problem solving, heading up the Mead team. Mead Lumber, on the way to the industrial park, East 39th, cleverly located beneath the big red Mead Lumber sign.
When the fish are under the ice, the one thing they find irresistible is wax worms. They love them, even though it gets them in trouble. Ice fishermen, on the other hand, have no trouble buying wax worms and all sorts of live bait at the Boathouse at their new Highway 281 location north of Grand Island. The Boathouse, with all the chubs and grubs and minnows and stinky, crawly, luscious bait the fish can't resist. See the Boathouse north of Grand Island on 281 for repair and used boats, too. Log on to theboathousegi.com.
Here's my credit card, all my cash, deed to my house, oldest child's birth certificate, TV.
Nobody likes surprise repair shop charges. That's why you should trust the certified technicians at Autotech Specialists of Kearney. When Aaron, Scott, and Todd put their heads together, there's almost half a century of experience to solve most problems. And every vehicle receives a free safety inspection. Most repairs are warranted for 12 months or 12,000 miles. Surprise? Now you can take your vehicle to Autotech Specialists at 25th and I for no surprises.
The Big East Game of the Week.
Gibbs right side, off with a three.
It's good.
Yeah, good. And one. And you're good to the line for one more.
Pittsburgh battles unbeaten and top-ranked Syracuse.
He got it. Scoop Jardine for the long three.
Yeah, good.
He slams it home.
Pre-game coverage begins at 6:15 Monday night on your home for the Big East Game of the Week.
College basketball tonight. Number one Syracuse hosting Pittsburgh at 6:15 on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
We'll see some sunshine, followed by increasing cloudiness as we head further through the day. Today, as temperatures will stay fairly steady with a north wind, meanwhile, staying about 10 to 20. Tonight, there's a chance for light snow with a coating to an inch possible. I'm Paul Frombly. Right now, it's 28. And I'm steady, but I'm starting
to shake. Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us. Final segment on this Monday. Among our guests tomorrow, Pete Roussel of CoachingSearch.com. Oh, man. Jeff, bring up CoachingSearch.com, would you? I got a couple things we want to tell the folks here. As Jeff pointed out, over the weekend, Damon Day pinch-hitted for me on Friday. He went 1-3 in his NFL selections. Daddy and I both went 3-1. Daddy has three of his four teams from the beginning of the year. Is that right? The beginning of the year? I don't think so. Just the beginning of the playoffs. He's got three of the four left. So he's got, from the beginning of the playoffs, three of the four left. I have two of the four left. The problem is Daddy has his world championship Atlanta over Baltimore. I had Baltimore over New Orleans. So my Super Bowl pick from the beginning of the year, actually, still has a chance. And Daddy took Atlanta at the beginning of the year. And, hey, they both made the playoffs. That's never happened on this program before. So that's kind of crazy. State baseball tournaments were decided over the weekend, as well as area. Kearney Memorial Field will host the American Division of the Class A senior state tournament. So, as they've done the last few years, Class A has 16 senior teams that make the state tournament. Half of them will go to Omaha, Omaha Burke hosting. The other half will be in Kearney in the American Division. The Class A juniors will be at Bellevue this year. Class B, seniors at Wahoo, juniors, Shadron. The Class C seniors are at Valley, and the Class C juniors are at North Bend. Now, as far as area tournaments in Class A, the Area 6 involves the Grand Island teams. South Sioux City will host the seniors. That's got to be a pleasure for Tino Martinez. And the juniors will be at Norfolk. For Area 7, that is Hastings, North Platte, Scotts Bluff, and Kearney. And the seniors will play at Hastings. The juniors will play at North Platte. In Class B, most of the area teams are in Area 5 or 6. The Area 5 seniors will be at Central City at that beautiful complex at the Corn Palace there. The Area 6 will be at Minden. For the Class B juniors, Area 5, Albion, and Area 6, Holdridge. In Class C, there are so many different teams that travel along. But on the senior side, Tri-County, Dakin, Twin River, and Overton will be hosting. And Class C juniors, Wilbur, Donovan, St. Paul, and Imperial will be hosting area tournaments coming up this summer. So congratulations to those cities who will be putting on, hopefully, a great event. Casey Lichting, who had run at UNK this weekend, was the Olympic marathon trials in Houston. 197 qualifiers. She finished in the middle of the pack at 105th. And now in April, we look for Travelle Delagnev competing in the U.S. Olympic wrestling trials in Iowa City. One other wrestling note, because of some injuries, it looks like UNK is not going to head to Missouri for the dual tournament, the Jamboree, this weekend. So their varsity is now off until the 25th. So that's what's going on in the world of sports. Also, over the weekend, and this Friday and next Friday, as we get ready for the National Letter of Intent signing day, we're really going to be on top of things with the recruiting as we continue to do that with the Husker Online. And just checking a few of the sites over the weekend, Sunday there was a preferred walk-on day. And there are a few kids from across the state that have been offered. Papillion La Vista's Dylan Utter decided to walk on at Nebraska. Lincoln Southwest's Brandon Riley will be walking on at Nebraska. Could play either side of the ball. 6'2", 180 for Utter, 6'3", 300-pounder. And, of course, Kearney High saw Dylan Utter in the first round of the playoffs this year from Papillion La Vista. And speaking of Kearney High, Spencer Lindsay was asked to walk on by John Papuchis and Barney Cotton. And he told the folks at Husker Online, "I thought it went really well. All in all, it was a really good day." He'll officially visit Northwest Missouri State and North Dakota State this week, and then hopes to make his announcement after that. Lincoln Southeast Trey Foster was asked to walk on, but has not said whether he will or not. Tight end, DN, fullback. So many different things that he could do. So you can check that out for some of those preferred walk-ons in the TNL Pivotal Husker Recruiting Update brought to you by TNL Irrigation Systems, delivering a safe, hassle-free, reliable hydrostatic pivot system that runs constantly and provides decades of dependability. So make life easier on you with a TNL pivot system. Visit your local dealer or go to TLIRR.com for more information. And I think that's it. Let's get out of here, Jeffrey. We've had a good day. We made it through a Monday. And hopefully, folks, that all went out to the parade on this national holiday, you got some candy, you did your thing, and you take advantage of this great Martin Luther King Jr. holiday. And for those of you that are working, way to be there right there with us. We're back tomorrow, no matter what you're doing, here on the Doug and Daddy Show from 11 to 12. We do want to thank Russ Martin former UNK offensive coordinator, now the new head football coach at Colorado Mesa University, for joining us on the show today. And Tom Hamilton from the River City Hunting Fishing RV Expo that's going on this weekend in Council Bluffs at the Mid-America Center will give you more chances to win tickets on the Doug and Daddy Show. Some family four packs continue throughout the week. So if you, your friends, your family are going down, be sure to keep it right here. Plus, Troutman's Tuesday Trivia coming your way on the show tomorrow, as well as Pete Roussel from CoachingSearch.com. Have a great day, everyone. We'll see you tomorrow here on the Doug and Daddy Show.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game.
Hey.